Ski Trip, written and narrated by Shirley Hyatt, from her book of short stories, 20 Tales with a Twist.
The snow continued to fall, obliterating the carefully groomed ski trails, piling up in wind-sculpted drifts. The chairlifts swayed on their cables, and the trees seemed to dance in the strong gusts that swept through the resort. Inside a cozy cabin, Adam lay in a big bed, one leg propped up on pillows, watching his wife put another log on the fire. She brushed her hands together and crossed the room to stare down at his foot. "You might be interested to know your toes are turning a lovely shade of purple." Adam grinned. "Ask me if I care. Those drugs the doctor gave me have kicked in and I can't even feel them." "That's nice," Evelyn smiled. "I don't want you to suffer any more than necessary." She settled into the easy chair next to his bed and picked up her knitting. "Just rest. I'll be right here attending to your every need. Think of me as Nurse Jane to your Uncle Wiggily." Adam laughed. "You make a mighty pretty Jane, sitting there with the firelight dancing on your face." He reached out his hand to her. "I'm so sorry, love. I really should have known better than to go for that run when it was obvious a big storm was on its way." "I agree," she said, "and I do feel like scolding you. I must say I'm also a bit sorry for myself. Just look out that window. That's not going to stop any time soon. There's no way we were going to go skiing tomorrow. In fact, I may not get out on the slopes at all before our vacation is up. If it keeps on, we might even have some major slides." "Oh, well," she said, holding up the knitting to measure it against her arm. "I'll put on my happy face and declare that your mishap is just a great opportunity for me to finish this sweater. And you, sir, can catch up on your reading." "Trust you to look on the bright side." Adam reached out a hand to clasp her knee. "And since this ski trip was your idea, I think it's only fair that you get to choose the destination for the next one." Leaning over, she kissed his cheek. "I'll hold you to it. Don't think I won't. And you're lucky, you know. At your age, it could have been a whole lot worse. And if that ski patrol hadn't made that last run and spotted you, you'd have laid there in the dark, probably frozen to death." Adam raised his eyebrows. "Oh, come on. You'd have missed me and sent up the alarm, wouldn't you?" His wife looked over the top of her glasses. "Let me think. I was pretty occupied right here in this cabin, unselfishly planning something special for your dinner. But honestly," she smiled brightly, "after a while you did cross my mind." "Well, that's good to know." Adam's smile quickly turned into a frown. "You know, I don't think I'd like to have frozen to death." "What a morbid thought. I'm awfully glad you didn't, but just remember, that's what you get when you throw common sense to the wind and try to ski a trail that is clearly above your ability. You don't have to impress me, you know." Adam waved a hand. "I know, but I had planned to do a bit of bragging if I'd made it down. Oh, well, I have to admit it was a lousy choice." "Yes, sweetheart, it was, and I'm going to stop beating you up about it. You've had a tough time, and now, since I didn't get out to buy groceries, I'll see if I can scrape together something resembling dinner." Stabbing the knitting needles into the ball of blue yarn, Evelyn got up, walked across the room, and picking up a bottle of wine from the counter, held it up to him. "Remember this, dear? Assuming we would celebrate your retirement for an entire week while we worked our way through them, we brought along plenty of nice reds. Tonight," she smirked, "it looks like I will be drinking alone." Adam threw his hands in the air. "Okay, you win. That's another bit of punishment I hadn't counted on. Our trip to the tasting room was my choice, and now even that has come back to bite me." "Poor baby," his wife laughed. "Look, I'm just rubbing it in. I truly am sorry about your silly foot." "Thanks, and I do hate to have you drink alone, but I'm afraid of mixing wine with my pain pills. I already feel like my head is about to detach and float away from the rest of me." "How nice for you," Evelyn giggled. "Never mind. Tomorrow you can cut back on your meds and we'll have a glass together." Evelyn pulled out the cork, poured herself a glass, and held it up to the fire. "Nice color." She took a sip. My, this is good. And I have to say, in the long run, I'm glad to be in here where it's so nice and warm. Well, Adam said, I think you can thank me for bringing in an extra load of firewood. I do thank you, she smiled. And I've decided to just relax and enjoy it, you know? With the fire blazing away, it's actually very romantic. You're a darling, Adam said, putting out his hand to her. Come over here. I'm not much good for anything else right now, but I think I can manage a couple of kisses. I've got you in my power now, Evelyn said. You always have, and you always will, my sweet. I'm simply putty in your hands. Well, what you are is a bit high on meds, my dear, but I'll take you any way I can get you, she said, planting a kiss on his cheek. Seriously, honey, this turned out to be some vacation, huh? I owe you one. But under the circumstances, I suppose it could have been worse. Yes, you were lucky, but I think we've already hashed that over. Now, after I finish this glass of wine, I'm going to look around and see what I can find for dinner. It won't be fancy. I had hoped we could go to the lodge for a celebration dinner. But what with this storm and everything, well, never mind. What do you say to a soup and a sandwich? The next morning, Evelyn took the breakfast tray from her husband and put it on the kitchen counter. Turning, she held up the coffee pot. Do you want any more of this before I clean up? You bet. By the way, that breakfast was an A1 top grade. His wife dropped a little curtsy before returning to fill his cup. I do aim to please, you know. After washing up the breakfast dishes, she drew back the curtains and peered out the window. Oh, will you look at that? It stopped snowing, and the sun is actually shining. Gosh, it's so pretty out there. You know, I think I'll take a quick trip to the village store. It will give me a chance to use my new snowshoes. I won't be long. I'll pick up a few necessities, and I'll get some candles in case the storm decides to come roaring back and we lose power. Good idea. It pays to be prepared, Adam said. As his wife put on her jacket and picked up her snowshoes, Adam waved his hand at her. Hey, say, before you go, how about getting me something to read? Certainly, dear. Walking over to the bookcase, Evelyn ran her eyes over the titles and selected a book. Grinning, she held it up to him. Here's something you might be able to sink your teeth into. It's called The Avalanche. The end.